Yeah, that was some old tosh we were playing in there. This is something from a new record I got out called Deep Cuts of Nowhere. Yeah. Oh, you never know. Yeah, later, not now. I'm working. Yeah, maybe I'll write an essay on it for you. Okay, this is about me, okay? Yeah. Okay, everybody now and again has to get up on their high horse, right? The baddest animal in the zoo is not the lion, the tiger, or the pink-ass baboon. It's not the giant centipede or the vampire bat, but not the black man or the feral cat. Yeah, there's one creature much worse I call. Yeah, the baddest one is the high horse. Get out your high horse. Get out your high horse. Get out your high horse. The biggest ape swam through these trees. Won't try to bring them to your knees. The most vicious lizard from the Isle of Komodo won't jerk you around like you are yo-yo. Yeah, there's one animal worse I call. So we're planning to re-release your first four albums. For like 25 years of this game, which shocked me immensely when he mentioned that. And, you know, separate CDs and all this stuff. It came as some surprise to me because I didn't even know Universal owned my records. But somebody's got to, right? It ain't gonna be me. You know that. He also said we found these demos in the vaults, in the phonogram vaults, and we'd like to release them as well if you're up for it. So I said, okay, send me a CD of them, let me have a listen. And he sent me these demos that must have been made in 75, 76. Solo stuff, and to my utter amazement, on the CD were six titles that I didn't recognize or this isn't me. I didn't write this, probably Joe Jackson or Scott. So these aren't my songs, you know, they're just not mine, okay? So I played the CD and to my utter shock and horror, they were in fact songs that I'd written. Pretty bad lot they were as well, actually. From my excruciating Moroccan period, I think some of these songs were a little strong on lyrical ideas that were a bit, songs like Stargazer and It's Alright Children, It's Alright, Say No More. But anyway, I said, put them out because you get to this kind of age, you know, I mean, you just don't really care anymore, you know what I'm saying? So it's all embarrassing anyway from now on, so you just put them out, you know. Where you don't care about walking down the street with your ass hanging out and food particles in your 3-day old stubble, you know. Put them out, whatever. Embarrass me some more. So they are out there if you want to purchase them on the internet or something. But one of the songs was bearable, as it happens. Without too much Moroccan imagery. We're going to do it for you now. You guys let me know. Thank you. Thank you. So these boys, The Fix, yeah, here they are, The Fix. Yeah, I was watching their set there, and they're a pretty tall band, actually. I come along and add an element of looseness, or perhaps judging by last night's gig, an element of severe memory loss. This one is from Struck by Lightning.
works with a ritual and cover our poisonous tracks. Making good use of weaknesses, horoscopes, rulers of facts. Inspired by the needles and pins and the pains in the heart. With no control over the chemistry that brings us and tears us apart.
Down colors. Never singer-songwriter is booked to go on at midnight. The club more suitable for heavy metal. Wrong. Before him is a guy who must be 7 or 8 foot tall with a gigantic head the size of a watermelon. He's playing songs that are an unholy cross between Neil Young and Johnny Rotten. The Jacksonville audience appear to be enjoying it. The singer-songwriter feels a twinge of apprehension, but takes the stage anyway at 10 past midnight. The 30 or so people in the club that holds about 500 are immediately unimpressed with the singer-songwriter. He resolves right there and then, he decides to drive these idiots away with music. He does not acknowledge the presence of the audience, does not say good evening, doesn't announce a song, just plays an hour and a half non-stop, 1, 2, 3, one song after the other. And by George, after 5, 6, 7 songs, he has diminished the audience to 5 people. They really didn't like it. There are 2 couples and 1, shall we say, mentally challenged person. The mentally challenged man walks around, keeps going up to one of the ladies and staring at her legs, and then walks away looking distracted, spaced out, scratching his head. Eventually, the lady's husband can stand it no more. He gets up, he grabs the nutcase by the lapels and headbutts him. Yes, the singer-songwriter has 5 people in his audience, and there is a fight. Jacksonville.
In the rain, St. Petersburg was flooded again. I reached my hand out for them, but I watched them slip away. I had to get up to Jacksonville that day. Yeah.
Picture of B.B. King in the back, eh? I guess he said, you know, we'll name a club after you. Put a picture of you backstage, is that all right? He said, yeah. No problem, he said, no problem.
Yeah.
singing out for herself, unhappy. She is going through it when she's ready. Childhood.
my parents. You couldn't ask for better parents. And they're still with me. Somewhere between this world and the next, but they're still here. I'd like to dedicate this song to them. Blue Horizon. We'd follow the sound of the dirt tracking bags into the sunset, into the sunset. All the wings of a painted lady butterfly. Escape the net, escape the net. All the cry along lies burned. The defied identification. You can hear it from the air raid shelter, with the walls soaked to saturation. And these dreams will never sleep. They wake me from my adult slumber. They have no schedule to keep, and they drive me onwards into the blue horizon. Into the blue horizon. Well, I'd hit the ground running, I'd hit the ground hard, then jump up alert, jump up alert. My mother and father watched over me. Make sure I never really got hurt. Make sure I was never stifled or bound. Well, that's what everybody needs in their background. That's the rock you build your mountain on. And it can never, never fall down. These dreams will never sleep. They wake me from my adult slumber. They have no schedule to keep, and they drive me onwards into the blue horizon. Blue, 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 into the blue, into the blue horizon. Yeah. All grew up somewhere out, all around the world, back again soon. Some of them stayed put in their hometown. Well, there's worse things that you can do. Some of them married, all of them died. Some of them just go along for a ride. Can't claim to understand what it all means. I probably met them, but that's not how it seems. These dreams will never sleep. They wake me from my adult slumber. They have no schedule to keep, and they drive me onwards into the blue. That was from my new record. This one's going back to 1979 again, like we did earlier on. It's cool. Oh, you know what it's called. Squeezing Out Sparks. They tear it out with talons of steel and give a shot so that you wouldn't feel. Wash it away as if it wasn't real. It's just a mistake. Won't have to face. Give it a name. Don't give it a place. Don't give it a chance. It's lucky in a way. Must have felt strange to find me inside you. I hadn't intended to stay. Did you want to keep it right? Put it to sleep at night. Squeeze it until it could say, you can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. Can't be too strong. You decide what's wrong. Well, I ain't gonna cry. I'm gonna rejoice and shout myself dry and go see the boys. They'll laugh when I say I left it overseas. Yeah, I know it gets dark down by Luna Park. Everybody else is squeezing out a spark. The happen in the heat, somewhere in the dark. The doctor gets nervous, completing the service. He's all rubber gloves and no hair. Yes, he fumbles the light switch. It's just another minor hitch. Wishes to God he was dead. But you can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. Too strong. You decide what's wrong. Can't be too hard, too tough, too rough. And you can't be too strong.
I don't know. Thank you.
Cheers for Joey!
Yeah. Peace from poverty, from location. Peace from poverty, from location. Yeah.